9 a.m. The 13th day of April. This is a regular meeting of Marion County Commissioners Court. This meeting was posted with the county clerk, Ms. Kimberly Wise, and it looks like 4:08 p.m. The 7th day of April, 2026. Today we will begin with myself as president, Leeward and Fleur, the county judge, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashley, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Patterson. Is this mine? Damn, I don't know what I did. Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Jacob Patterson, and Commissioner Precinct 4, Mr. Jerry Lee. Commissioner Precinct 2, Jacob Patterson, Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb, and Commissioner Precinct 4, Mr. Jerry Lee. Excuse me. We are going to begin with a prayer. We are going to ask if the elder member of the Commissioner's Court, our elder, Mr. J.R. Ashley, Commissioner of Precinct 1, if he can oblige us with a word to the good Lord.
Yeah. Father, Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the wonderful rain we had over the weekend. And thank you for giving us a place here to assemble and do county business. And we continue to ask you for your blessing on not just the county, the community, and also our country and the world. Be with all the leaders, if you will. Again, thank you again, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. To the pledge, start with the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And the Texas flag. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. All right, we're going to jump down to item number 8. Discuss and take any necessary action authorizing the county judge to sign Exhibit G, 6 remnant defendants combined subdivision participation and release form in national prescription opioid litigation in the L number 2804. We have our county attorney here to present.
Basically, your main litigation who's representing us has settled up with a bunch of the little children in this opioid settlement, and we're going to get, they're proposing the county's going to get $2,100. You know, every time the opioid money comes in, we all know that it has a very limited use.
Yeah.
However, I did find out, and looking through this, that once our new hospital is built, that it can be, they have programs that we can direct that money to, so we can keep it, you know, low.
Currently, we're, I won't say we're putting it back in your office. Is that what we're doing?
It's in a special fund. I think we have like $30,000 now. We've only spent one time, we bought like a medicine recycler or whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Like a prescription recycler?
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's all we've
said. It's sitting there, and they have programs that comply with the mandates of this litigation, so that it'll at least stay level. Any questions? Judge Matt, excuse
me. Absolutely. You guys have any questions?
No, sir. No, sir.
All right. All I need is a motion.
Mike, motion we take the necessary action authorizing the county judge to sign the Exhibit G6 Remnant Defendants Combined Subdivision Participation and Release Form in RE National Prescription Opioid Litigation MDL number 2804.
Say. Patterson, all in favor?
Aye.
That motion was made by Commissioner Lee. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Attorney. We will move up to item number 1, the consent agenda.
Monthly reports. Treasurer, February 26. County Clerk, March of 26. The Sheriff, March of 26. JB Precinct 2, March of 26, and JB Precinct 1, March of 2026. And those are the monthly reports.
Thank you.
to accept the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, seconded by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item two, discuss and take necessary action on payroll for March the 1st through the 15th and March the 16th through the 31st, 2026.
$315,2026 is a payroll transfer for net pay of $121,853.93. The payroll taxes same day were $34,627.60. On 3/28, payroll transfer for net pay was $108,262.82. Did I say that right?
One more time, please.
$108,262.82. And then payroll taxes were $30,813. Also for TCDRS, which will be taken out on 4/15, for our March 2026 retirement, it's going to be $52,965.34. And also for the first quarter of 2026 unemployment tax to Texas Workforce Commission, be taken out today, $9,789.58.
Thank you, Madam Treasurer, for that overview.
Motion to accept the payroll from March 1st through 15th of 2026 and March 16th to the 31st, 2026, as presented by our Treasurer, Ms. B.J. Westbrook.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Mr. Webb. Commissioner Webb. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Here's item three, enter the minutes, County Treasurer's Association of Texas 2025 Certificate of Completion for Continued Education Hours. As prescribed in section 83.003, the Texas Government Code for Billy Joe Westbrook, the Marion County Treasurer. There's no action taken on item number three. Item number four, discuss taking the necessary action on the lease amendment between Marion County, Jefferson ISD, and Smithland Fire Department, Volunteer Fire Department, regarding property at the corner of State Highway 43 and 49 in Smithland.
So it's a lease?
Yeah, this is that, you know, when Alan and them had to move out because their building was so bad, and they, then we did a lease where they shared, like, got a room in the volunteer fire department building out there, like one half of it or whatever. Well, now their building is built, so they're out of it,
thank
so
you.
We just need to redo the lease showing that we're not leasing that building with the volunteer fire department anymore.
They're not involved in anymore.
Yeah, because also we had insurance coverage on, so I can drop the insurance and everything because we're on it.
So a motion to take the action on the lease amendment between Marion County and Jefferson Independent School District and the Smithland Volunteer Fire Department regarding the property at the corner of State Highway 43 and 49 in the Smithland community of Marion County.
Set.
Motion made by Ashley.
I think they all have to sign that.
They did. Made by Lee. Second by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay, and this, I'll send this
motion
to school
carries
today or run it up there because they have it on there. Rebecca said they have it on their meeting tomorrow.
Exactly. Gentlemen, basically it says that we're not involved anymore. And we are not going to maintain, insure, any furnish. We're getting out of
break on insurance now.
They're getting a pretty good break. He said, we're getting a break on insurance right there. We're cutting stuff off.
I know. I know.
See there, guys? She ain't been here 6 months. All right.
I'm so saying, ladies.
He's so old. Some knees are popping in there. I'll get my knees.
That was my knees.
Well, no, you only have one that I gave you. Don't you ever buy them?
No, they've both been fixed though.
All right. Item number five is discuss and take any necessary action on setting date and time to award bids and authorize county office to advertise for road and bridge supplies.
I think that's in your packet, but anyway, I have these being returned on Tuesday, May 26th to be opened in court that day at 9 a.m.
heard from Ranger, yeah.
That's what I was gonna ask.
Yes.
You did? I called her back the other day.
Yeah, I did talk to her.
They are going to put a bid in.
I don't have my list right there, but I think I had Longview Asphalt Blazer, Seaton, Chambers.
Top Rock and Ash Trucking on there also.
Oh, yeah, whoever's on that list, yeah, Top Rocks, yeah.
I have a question about Brian and then Blazer. I want to know, are they gonna both provide bids for cracked fuel oil for the exact same material? Do we know that yet?
Oh, I don't know. They just usually send me what they send. Do I need to ask them? You know, I don't usually ask them for stuff. They just send me what they bid, like what they have.
One of their products is sometimes is a less, I know it's less money, but I don't know if it's the same thing. If it's the regular stuff, do we have the option? Okay, of either one, if they're not exactly the same.
Will you get with me at the court? You know, I don't understand all that.
Well, I'm trying to understand.
Well, I think if you specifically are trying to target some kind of product or use, we've got to name that in any type of bid that we put. So if we get that bid back, it's just like usually we don't know what's in these things. You know, somebody may bid on white rocks and somebody may not. So if we get these bids and it's not on there, if we can't rectify it now, then we'll rebid it for whatever specific material you're looking for would be the proper way.
It's something that works, and
we definitely need to get them that bid in there for that.
Yes, sir. We do.
Peyton has used some of that to mix up some old dirt, and he said it works fine.
Correct.
And it was quite a bit cheaper than the other from last year, and it worked with the laydown machine.
Right.
So, Shannon, what's the date that we're going to establish on this for the deadline? The last Tuesday in May, the day after Memorial Day, or?
May 26th.
Okay,
I need to change that.
Is that what it is? Jane?
Tuesday, May 26th, because that Monday's a holiday.
Yeah, Tuesday. Okay. May 26th. Motion to take the action on setting the date and the time to be Tuesday, May 26th to award bids and authorize our county auditor to advertise for road and bridge supplies. No, we just. I need to be on number 6 on that.
That's number 5.
That is number 5.
That's number 5. That's number 6 is about the inmate commissary.
Wharf.
Yes.
Is number 5.
No, number 5 is something else.
5 is something else.
Number 5 is road and bridge supplies, which is what we're on right now.
Yes.
Okay. And we're setting the date and time to award it, which is Tuesday, May 26th at 9 a.m.
Okay, that's a different thing because it's, you know,
Number six is different.
Yeah. So I made a motion to allow that May 26th. I'm looking, Sorry.
One at a time. We'll get there.
I'll see.
Okay, so motion made by Commissioner Ashley, second by Commissioner Patterson. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 6, discuss and take initial action on setting date and time to award bids and authorize county auditor to advertise for inmate commissary services.
Okay, this needs to be bid out every 5 years. So I'll be sending that out, and it will also be returned and opened on May 26th.
So this is only bid out every 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that means JR's done 4 of these? Or just 3?
Just 3.
Okay. So are we doing it proper?
Exactly. I would like to know when we do this on number 6, does that go into effect like June 1st, or when is it?
I have on the little on the schedule here.
June
8th, it says. Oh, actually, okay, they'll be opened on May 26th. They'll be awarded on June the 8th.
Okay.
That way we can have time to look at them if we have any questions or need to follow up with anybody.
And do we need to do that right when we start court, right at 9? Because we have to do it. It says date and time.
We can do...
In my assumptions, usually we do that, I mean, just during court. I don't think we've ever run into time.
Yeah. But I mean, we can do it at 9 on the 8th because we're doing the road supplies on the 26th, so...
Just say at 9 a.m. and when we get to it on the agenda, that's when we get to it.
Yeah.
Motion to take the action on setting the date being May 26th to award the bids and authorize our county auditor to advertise for inmate comm center services at 9 a.m.
9 a.m. June the 8th.
We're going to award
June 8th. June 8th.
Okay. So, motion made by Commissioner Ashley.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Question.
Yes, sir.
So, please. June 8th on number 5 as well. Is that one that will be?
No, that's the 26th, I thought.
Well, we're awarding.
May 26th.
Roman Bridge Supplies are always open and awarded at the same court meeting.
Yeah.
This, I skipped a court meeting, like we open a long court meeting and don't award it till the next because I might have questions. I might need to call and talk to the vendors.
I just wanted to make sure we get on that one because we need to be mixing older before that, honestly. But it's okay.
And if y'all want to move that up, like going forward, like next year, because we've always bid it out in April, but if we want to start bidding it earlier, if you're saying, like we can bid it in March and award it in April or even February, whatever.
I don't think that would be a good
idea. We've just always done April.
For everybody, because we need to be ready to put it out in June, and if we don't have a bid, it's hard to schedule them.
Right.
To get there, it takes 30 days, 45 days for them to get there.
Well, why don't y'all bid and award this first of the year? And then you know. Then when you're ready for it, you know, whether it be February or March.
I think that would be better in this case because, like I said, Blazers, back up. After we used Brian and Brian last year, okay, and then Peyton went and did some stuff and did some research on his own stuff and come back and let me and Jacob know about some of the stuff that he did. And it's going to be way better for the county to do it this other way, and we can't do it until after this is awarded.
Yeah.
So
I would rather them waiting on you than you waiting on them.
Yes. And that's the thing. It's going to be hard to get it mixed in that time frame.
Do you want to bid it out in February and award it in March? Like when it starts getting more springtime?
Well, yes. I mean, to give you an example, there were, what, 5 cold days in March, and that was it? I mean, and another 4 raining?
It's early. It's warm as it is. It's not going to be long, you know, to be able to start working on it. But
I agree.
So I think it would be better for the future if it was earlier.
That's fine.
Just my opinion.
No, that's great. Any other questions about item number 6? Hearing none, item number 7, discuss and take any necessary action on road bridge budget amendment by line item transfer, floater operator position from precinct 1, precinct 2, effective April 16th, 2026.
This is something I proposed to do because I could really use a 4th full-time man. This is not going to change anything as far as who uses who, but it will allow me to get myself set up for a future, whenever he retires, to have a 4th full-time position. We'll still help each other, whoever needs it, whoever needs a blade operator.
So Alvin is a blade operator like Ralph.
Do what?
Alvin also operates a blade like Ralph.
Yes.
Yes, it'd be also a floater if Ralph can't get to it or someplace else.
He'll be able to help Ralph out if he's has issue, health issue, whatever. Let him find out.
Well, and if you boil it down to basic, like me, I don't know anything about roads and all that. But probably for the last 3 or 4 years, Precinct 2 has been hammered. Year after year after year with storm damage, floods, tornadoes, fire, you name it. That's happened in Precinct 2 year after year. And I think that, you know, Commissioner Patterson getting some extra help day to day is a great thing.
I've got 97 miles of road, 43 of them are dirt road. I could honestly, if I had an extra maintainer, I would run two maintainers. I mean, that's how desperately I could.
Well, because you made the point, you have three times.
I can't keep up.
You have three times the mileage. You don't have any subdivisions where I have 19.
Right.
And those are paved. You have three times the road that need to be bladed than I do. So I make a motion for the necessary action on the road and bridge budget amendment by line transfer the floater operator position from precinct 1 to precinct 2 to be effective April 16th of this year, 2026.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Patterson. All in favor? Any opposed? We've already done item number 8, 9. Item number 9, discuss taking initial action concerning water and sewer infrastructure, House Bill 500 direct appropriations project. I think we're still weaving through that. The ins and outs, Shannon's still working with the state on getting in some information, and then we get...
I've got all the paperwork filled out that they want. I'm just trying to get them to verify it before I put it on the agenda.
Sure.
And I don't know, they're very busy. I can't get a hold of them. But as soon as we get that done, I'll have Tim look at it and whatever. I can put it on the agenda.
And I know everybody's getting inundated. I know I am, so that means you guys are folks that want help with water and sewer. And we'll get to that point one day. Hopefully sooner than later. Right now we're just trying to feel through the darkness to see how this is going to work. So if you're asked, just tell them, you know, we're still waiting on some state guidelines on how to move forward and, you know, proper paperwork. We're going to do this, as I've stated numerous times, above board. The same would be no brother-in-law jobs, picking up and giving this to whom and whatever. We're going to do this as we should, above board. Everybody knows what's going on. Any questions? Concerns? Ladies, do y'all have anything before we finish?
Just to let you guys know, I've turned off all of the utilities for the hospital building last week. So.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor? Any opposed? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are adjourned.